DHS staffers work MLK holiday prepping for Trump's rapid-fire executive orders. By Randy Clark on January 20, 2025. According to a source within the Department of Homeland Security, hundreds of staffers who usually would not work on federal holidays have been kept at work on Martin Luther King Day in anticipation of the Trump administration's immediate release of new operation instructions. The source says the biggest expectation of immediate policy changes will be in the border security arena. The source told Breitbart Texas that the first anticipated instruction to be delivered after President Donald J. Trump is inaugurated is the end of the catch and release along the southwest border. The president delivered on that promise during his inaugural address in the Capitol. The source says detaining migrants who otherwise would have been released under the Biden administration's immigration policies will be challenging and may lead to more significant migrant detention levels until the migrants can be repatriated to their home countries or another third country willing to accept them. According to the source, the surprise decisions will be any international agreements made by the transition team regarding removing migrants to Mexico. The source says Customs and Border Protection employees, including Border Patrol agents, expect a quick return of the Migrant Protection Protocols, MPP, also known as the Remain in Mexico program. The source tells Breitbart Texas the additional staffers working on the MLK holiday will be prepared to quickly disseminate new operating instructions to the field offices to ensure a smooth transition. President Trump's Department of Homeland Security nominee and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has openly signaled several anticipated changes. Noem promised to end the Biden administration's migrant parole programs that have allowed hundreds of thousands of migrants to enter the country at multiple land border ports of entry and international airports across the country. At her confirmation hearing, Governor Noem promised to keep Americans safe by instituting change within the dysfunctional Department of Homeland Security. Noem vowed to immediately end the CBP One smartphone application that has allowed a daily flow of 1,450 migrant asylum seekers to enter through land border ports of entry. On Monday, the CBP One website announced the program was no longer available. Noem also indicated the quick end to another parole program used by the Biden administration to import migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, known as the CHNV parole program. Both programs have been criticized as violating federal immigration law regarding the granting of parole, which limits its use to urgent humanitarian needs or significant public benefit on a case-by-case basis. As reported by Breitbart Texas, the CHNV parole program was revealed to have imported applicants from wealthy nations rather than from their home countries. According to House Committee on Homeland Security Chairman Mark E. Green, MD, RTN, DHS documents obtained by the Centers for Immigration Studies in June 2024 showed many of the inadmissible migrants under the CHNV program were admitted from Australia, Brazil, Egypt, Hong Kong, Lieutenant Lucia, Sweden, and other wealthy nations. The source says Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers anticipate immediate instructions on when and where to begin mass deportation operations immediately after President Trump is sworn in. We know that there is a major concern with transnational criminal organizations, TCOs, and their activities within the United States. We expect some immediate guidance on how to deal with gangs such as the now notorious Tren de Aragua gang that originated in Venezuela, the source emphasized. Federal law enforcement agencies commonly employ a reduced skeleton crew of officers to perform their duties on federal holidays. The source says this holiday is different. The senior-level staffers on the clock are expected to be extremely busy as soon as the future president is sworn in. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.